Hey guys, Daniel Tardy here. I don't know about you, but when all of the coronavirus disruption started hitting, you know, I just put my game face on, and with our leadership team here, we just started attacking this, and it's been a little bit reactive, and it's been a bit chaotic, and we just threw ourselves into the problem and started getting after it. And we've been doing that for a couple months now, and it's been good. We've managed it well. I hope you've been able to manage this well. And, you know, I started realizing, though, that certain things kind of went out the window. You know, when we started focusing all our efforts on stabilizing the company, stabilizing the team, figuring out how we're going to respond and adapt in the marketplace, well, some of my habits or, you know, things that I did consistently, I looked up and all of a sudden, like, I'm just kind of floating through the day every day. I didn't seem to have that anchor that I used to have. And so I'm going to tell you guys what I'm doing right now, and I think we should all do this as leaders. We really need to hit reset and re-anchor ourselves to a daily method of operation. As best you can, in this season right now, you've got to get some stability for yourself. You know, if you're like me, you maybe haven't been putting your own oxygen mask on first in this season. You know, when you go fly on a plane, they say if you're traveling with a small child, put your own oxygen mask on first so that you can help those around you. Well, as leaders, that's tough because oftentimes we got all this work and we've got the team looking at us and we feel the weight of the responsibility. So doing things like prioritizing our sleep and exercise and a quiet time in the mornings, a lot of that stuff tends to just get shoved to the side when the pressure goes up because we just perform and we just throw ourselves into the work. And I got to confess, I've done that in this last season. And the scale's gone up a little bit. You know, I'm kind of going, oh, my pants are fitting a little more snug. I haven't been taking care of the diet and the exercise. And I imagine if you interviewed my family, they would say, yeah, he's been a little bit more distracted when he's at home on, you know, family dinner has been, you know, hit or miss. Some of these things that are the things that we anchor our souls to. And I think it's okay for a season. And this season has been crazy for all of us as leaders. But I don't think it's okay to stay there. And so today, one of the things I'm working on is just resetting my daily method of operation. You know what that is. It's the habits. It's the things you do consistently every day that they seem kind of minuscule in and of themselves, but they're the things that all added up get you the results that you want in the entire wheel of your life, across your body and your soul and your physical, the emotional, the intellectual, the whole package of who you are as a person, as a leader. See, our results that we get in leadership are really nothing more than the cumulative total of our daily habits. So what's your daily method of operation? I'm going to challenge you that it should start first thing in the morning. When you get out of bed in the morning, you should have a list of things that you don't do. I've got a list of things I don't do in the morning because if I do them, I get sucked into the vortex and I look up and I didn't do anything proactively. I didn't do anything with intention. I feel like my day started owning me instead of me owning the day. So when I'm doing my daily method of operation, now, I hadn't done this in the last couple of months, but I'm hitting reset today. So hit reset with me. I don't look at my email when I get out of bed. I don't look at social media when I wake up in the morning. I don't look and check my text messages. In fact, I leave my phone in another spot. I walk out of the room and I leave my phone away from me so I'm not tempted to get sucked into all that stuff. Because when I'm doing that stuff and I'm reacting, well, then I don't have the space for the things that I do want to do every morning, the things that anchor me, the things that make me a good leader and set myself up for success that day. Here's what you should do in the morning if you're a leader. If you want to be a great leader, you will start your day with some amount of time. Maybe it's 15 minutes, maybe it's an hour for you, but some amount of time needs to be dedicated first thing in the morning to being quiet, to thinking instead of doing, to get hydrated, to move your body, organize your day, to grab a yellow pad or a Word document, whatever your format is. I don't care what it is, a Moleskine journal, but getting your thoughts out of your head and onto a plan for the day and thinking about the meetings you've got that day, putting some intention into what am I going to do today that's going to make it feel like it's a success. When I'm doing my daily method of operation, I've got my morning routine dialed in. One of the questions I'm asking myself each morning is, at the end of today, what do I hope that I've accomplished? What do I want it to feel like when I go to bed tonight? Not just with the team and with the company, but with my family, with my body, with my mind, with my entire being, with everything that I care about. What does success look like for today? And every time I ask myself that question, well, it's just like magic. This little to-do list starts formulating in my mind. I'm like, oh, well, I need to pack a healthy lunch and I need to make sure I make time to go to the gym. And oh, that meeting right now, that meeting doesn't make sense anymore. That meeting is going to be a waste of time. That should not be the priority anymore. And then I make a note to reschedule and shift the calendar around so that I can live today's budget for my time, which is the calendar. I can live it on purpose and I can have it actually line up with my priorities for that day. So here's what I want you to do. If you've been like me and you've been a little bit unanchored in this season, maybe your oxygen mask has not been on yourself because you're putting it on everybody else. This is a good time to hit reset. This is a good time to put that anchor down. Grab a yellow pad sometime in the next 24 hours of hearing this episode right now. And I want you just to write out, what does your ideal morning look like for you? This is personal. I told you some things I do. That doesn't have, you can use those things, but there's no magic formula to that. What does, and you know this, you know what a successful morning looks like for you. But the odds are, if you're like me, you maybe haven't been doing it consistently the last couple months because we've been in freaking survival mode and just making it happen. Okay, but it's time to start transitioning back to some stability, some rhythms that feed yourself as a leader that make you anchored into who you are and set you up to be successful every day so that you can build and lead the team in the way that they deserve. And ultimately, when you do that, that's how you build a great business. So grab that yellow pad. Write out your ideal morning, and then I just want you to commit to the next 30 days, as best as you're able, start your day with your ideal plan. Don't jump into the emails, don't jump into the distractions. Start your day. You deserve to start your day grounded. What does it look like for you? Get that on paper. Let's do that together for the next 30 days. And you know as well as I do, we're all going to be better off as a result. Until next time, keep learning and keep leading.